researchers on what's called the Quantu Project are drawing blood from participants. They're taking cells from that blood, and with help from UTSA's stem cell core researchers, they're growing those cells into neural networks that reflect what was going on in the participant's own brain at the moment they drew the blood.
We can watch them over several weeks develop. So you're seeing the stem cells become these networks of neurons. It's incredible to watch. It's the coolest thing.
Amina Kuttab is the Quantu team leader and an associate professor of biomedical engineering at UTSA. She says the goal of this huge study, they're hoping to eventually enroll 100,000 people, is simple enough.
How do you digitalize brain health from when you're growing up and developing all the way up through when you're reaching old age?
She's hoping to document behaviors that might indicate or even predict cognitive decline that can lead to dementias like Alzheimer's. But how she's doing it could not have been done even a few years ago. Of course, there's the part about growing personalized neural networks, which sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie. But her team is also tracing every participant's behavior and activity while their participants are counting their steps. Yes, the study participants are using Fitbits to feedback all of their daily activity to the lab, which Kuttab says actually makes the participants researchers on her team, too.
Because you are recording like a scientist would, and people don't think about that that way, but you are. And what we're doing is we're analyzing that data to make sense of it.
Kuttab's hoping to correlate each person's daily behaviors and activities with changes in how their brain is working by watching how those lab-grown neural networks communicate.
Human brain cells. These are not animal models. These are not other types of organisms. We couldn't do that before.
In the end, Kuttab hopes to better understand the habits of people who remain cognitively healthy as they age.
We're interested in how do you figure out what would be a daily habit as simple as brushing your teeth or washing your hands that could ward off cognitive decline.
Kuttab is thrilled that the Quantu Project is breaking new ground.
Yes, on a personal level. And then also I'm contacting people whose family members or who are mothers or fathers of children who are suffering from cognitive decline or cognitive disorders. We're interested in making an impact for them.
And for her own father, who is a stroke survivor. Kuttab is enrolling volunteers in her study now. She hopes to have 500 healthy people and 500 people who are suffering from cognitive decline or sleep disorders outfitted with Fitbits by the end of the year. Bonnie Petrie, Texas Public Radio News.